This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Poetry was the word of the day. You know, they used to write a few verses of poetry, go put it on the Kaaba, and say challenge. So someone else would come and try to write the next verse. And then the poet himself would give his own verses. It was competition. And because of poetry, some tribes would get elevated and some would get embarrassed. It was their measure of excellence. So the Quran came and it gave the challenge, give 10 surahs like it. And they couldn't. It's not for lack of trying, they tried, but they couldn't. You know, one of the poets, I say this, Bi'adab in Jam, one of the poets, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the verses was Sama'i Dhati al-Buruj came, he gave it to the Sahaba, he goes, go put this on the Kaaba. Was-sama'i Dhati al-Buruj, go put this on the Kaaba. This is our challenge, give us the next verse. So one of the poets came and he saw this, he goes, oh, this is easy. And he ran home. You know, took pen and paper and started to write, like, you know, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ What's next? And eventually he came, he wrote it down and he stuck it on the Kaaba. And this is what the poor soul had written. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالنِّسَاءِ ذَاتِ الْفُرُوجِ Women are creatures with private parts. This was his poetry in comparison to وَيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودٍ There's no, and the Arabs themselves looked at it and go, oh, no, what an embarrassment. And others tried. One of the classic ones is Musaylimah. Musaylimah claimed prophethood. So he said that Allah has revealed to that prophet and he's revealed to me as well. So we are dual prophets. So he came to Amr ibn al-As. Amr ibn al-As is one of probably the most sharpest minds amidst, you know, in Arab history. A diplomat, an astute politician, a thinker, a strategist. Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu wa ardaha. So, you know, he's the type of man that will look at you and see through you. You know, there's little you could hide from Amr ibn al-As. So Musaylimah came to him and he said, what's the latest that's been revealed on the Prophet of Hijaz? Now, Amr ibn al-As is not a Muslim at this stage. So he goes, what's the latest that's been revealed on the Prophet of Hijaz, as in the one from your tribe, because he's from the Quraysh as well. So Amr ibn al-As said, he goes, I think it's inna a'tainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. So he goes, something similar is revealed upon me. So he said, what's revealed upon you, ya Musaylim? So he said, the surah of Tufah, apple. So he goes, read it to me. So he said, "Inna a'tainaka at-tuffah, fasalli li rabbika wartah, wada 'anka as-siyah." Verily, we have given you the apple. So pray to your Lord and relax, and forget about your worries. So Amr ibn al-As is Amr. You know, Amr is no child. So he said, has a second one, has anything else been revealed, Musaylimah? He goes, nah. He goes, yalla ibda. He goes, because to our Prophet, Allah Rabbul Izzah revealed, alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. So he figured, fil is the catchword here, let's do this one. So he goes, al filu mal fil. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْفِيلِ لَهُ خُرْطُومٌ طَوِيلٌ وَزَيْلٌ قَصِيرٌ Because elephant, or elephant, and what do you know of an elephant? It has a long trunk and a short tail. So Amr looked at him and said, Ya Musaylima, Wallahi innaka la ta'lam. Wallah, you know, O Musaylima, that I know that you're a liar. Hold on. You see, normally you tell people, you know you're a liar. Yeah, that's one level. But Amr says, I know you're a liar. But you know that I know you're a liar. And you're still going like shameless. So they would try, and even today, you get Christians and in the Arab world try to concoct and make their Bible into Quranic version. And anyone that is slightly learned in Arabic looks at it and goes, you know, أين النور الصها من شمس الضحى وأين الثرى من ثريا وأين الأرض من السماء. Where's the comparison with this and that? So, linguistically, it was a miracle. But the age of language kind of passed. Today, we live in the age of science and technology. It would be appropriate for the Quran to be a miracle in this field as well, and it is. I want to share a personal story with you, and I might end with this. And I said might, because something else might come up. So now I'm being honest, because I used to say this is the last one, and it never was. So now I use the word might, and we're all covered. So this is a personal story. I was a grade 6 kid, and my teacher took me to SciTech. You know SciTech, or it's called SciTech. I think it's called the Planetarium now, that... You know, that big little dome-ish stuff that you drive by the freeway, you see it, you know, SciTech, I went there. And they showed us, science and the stars and all that. And then a lady was doing a presentation. I was a young kid, grade 6. And she got a balloon. And inside the balloon, she had filled it with little, the punch holes. Things, you know, there's little paper cuts inside there. And the balloon was full. And then she got a needle and she went poof, like that. And a burst and all the little stars went everywhere. And she said, this is how the universe was created. Like the Big Bang. Now, I started Hifz very early on in life. And I had read the verse, you know, Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawati wal ardh, that Allah Rabbul Izzah created the seven heavens fi sittati ayyam, in 7 consecutive days or periods of time. And so when this person said that, duh, I was like, no. But what's a grade 6 kid gonna say, you know? So it annoyed me, it really did. Oh, you know, we came from a very conservative upbringing, so I was very unhappy. So I came home and it kind of went into the back burner. I forgot about it. And then I was watching the news. I remember it like today. It was in my uncle's house. And the news came on and they said, the discovery of the decade. And discovery of the decade is not discovery of today. So, you know, I paid attention to it. And they said, it is confirmed that the world is made from the Big Bang. And I was like, oh, you know. That the world is made from the Big Bang. So what the lady had said, the birth, it was correct. But I still didn't know enough to. So I grew up, I went to uni, and in uni my research started. And I came across this verse, and I want you to listen to it. Qala subhanah. So actually first, what's the Big Bang? So what they did, right, is they got infrared radiation, and they bounced it at the celestial bodies, you know, at the different planets and things that are flying about in space. And they noticed that each time it takes longer to come back, which means it's expanding, it's moving further and further away, because it's traveling further and further each time it comes back. So naturally, they figured if it's gone out there, if you rewind, it comes back to one point. So everything must have been joined together, and then it burst apart. So hence the Big Bang. So they said the discovery of the decade. It's in everything joined together, burst. So I'm researching, and I came across the verse, قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا
Do not the unbelievers see أن السماوات والأرض كانتا رتقا ففتقناهما? Do not the unbelievers see that the heavens and earth were all joined together and we burst them apart? Big bang to the dot. Yeah? Everything was joined together and we blew them apart. And then he continues, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And from water we made everything living. Everyone is unanimous consensus that water is the source of life. You know, so when they look on Mars for life, they don't look for, you know, aliens walking, they look for water. So if there's water, there's probably life there. And the Quran mentions it 14 and a half centuries ago, where man had no clue. Like, how would a person in the desert walking sheep come to the conclusion that you see this whole heavens? كانتا رتقا, they were all joined together. They were zero volume. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا, and we burst them apart. And for those, and I met a person at school, and he said, this verse made me a Muslim. Like, when I came across it, what else are you going to say? He says it to the letter, that everything was joined together, and only the Creator will know how it came about at that time without any of the modern technologies.
ينادي فؤاد